Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
I had to think about where we are for a second. Usually I'm talking about our studios at the Avenue, but no, not the case today. Jessica and I out on remote for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin WTMJ Golf Classic at Majestic Oaks, just a beautiful location for today's outing. Then the news we were all waiting for today finally dropped at about noon. If you missed it, George Webb burger giveaway will be Wednesday, August 20th from 2 to 6 o'clock. 2 to 6 at George Webb's. I guess it's worth pointing out that's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. because it is a 24-hour restaurant.
Ah, good point.
And
good point.
They're not going to do the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. thing. Maybe they considered it. I don't know. But no, it's going to be a great day at all 23 George Webb locations. Ryan Stamm is the vice president of George Webb Restaurants. We talked to Ryan quite a bit on the station here over the last couple of weeks as they've been preparing. So, Ryan, how did you identify August 20th from 2 to 6 as the day, the time frame for free burgers?
Yeah, I think it's the quickest we can do it. So that's what was important to all of us, is that we wanted to do this as quick as we could and get this turned around as fast as we possibly could. So Wednesday is going to be the day, and we'll be ready.
So Wednesday is the day from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., but vouchers are available starting Friday. So can you explain what the voucher is for exactly?
Yeah. If a customer can't make it in on giveaway day, they can come visit one of our locations, ask the staff for a voucher, so they can come back at a designated time to get that free burger. If giveaway day is if they're working or can't make that day, we'll make sure we want to accommodate them.
I think that is so nice because that's something extra. You guys don't have to do that. You're doing that. Just kudos to you. Two thumbs up. Two free burgers, Greg.
Well, I know it's a wonderful way to kind of make good on a promise, and that is free burgers for Brewers fans at George Webb's. It's synonymous. Brewers baseball and George Webb's been synonymous for literally decades. So you've got the burger meat ordered. You've got everything ordered. But, you know, I was thinking about this. Maybe somebody's going to add fries and something to drink to their order. Ryan, how do you go through the entire process of ramping up your order?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a limited menu on the day of the giveaway. We'll have some specials. If customers want to add on some extra burgers or fries or soda, we'll be ready for that. So we can't serve omelets that day, so don't come in at 2 o'clock and order some omelets. But we're gonna make sure that if somebody wants to add on some fries or soda or something else, we'll be ready for that.
Ryan, can you take us back, just some of those best memories from the free burger days of the past? The one that always sticks out in my memory is the guy who bronzed his burger. What are some of those other fun ones?
Yeah, in fact, I was talking to a customer this morning that dipped his burger in some sort of solution that, you know, kept it held together from 87 and from 2015. So yeah, it's crazy that people would do that, but it's cool and really shows you know, how important this is to the fans.
Well, it's a great opportunity to connect with a great Wisconsin restaurant, a great Milwaukee area restaurant in George Webb. So what happens, Ryan, if they run this thing 12 more games? I don't know, just out of the blue, because nothing seems impossible for this Brewers team this year.
Yeah, that's definitely scary. I mean, it's crazy how good they are. And I'm not going to answer that question. We're going to get through this one first.
Can you tell us by the numbers? I mean, how many burgers we're talking about? Because it's not just burgers. You know, everybody gets one free burger, so you get the burgers, but then you need the buns, you need the condiments. Do you guys have a lineup of exactly how much you had to order to make this happen?
Yeah, you know, it's 25,000 pounds of hamburger, but then you think about it too. It's like we're going to order 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of onions. You know, we're going to order 400,000 pickle slices. I mean, the numbers we were putting together the last few days just to make sure we have enough. It's crazy, but it's something we've done before. We have some data to work from, so we're going to push that 100,000 burger giveaway number and hopefully go over that.
It's going to be quite an opportunity to connect with George Webb's, and I'm just wondering how many people have already raised their hand and said, I want to work that shift. I want to be there from, you know, whatever, noon to 6, we'll call it, to get some of the prep done. It's a 24-hour restaurant, right? Are people knocking on the door here with their manager to try and make sure they're working?
Yeah, I mean, the staff wants to work at this day. It's fun. It's exciting. There's lines out the doors. people are excited, people are patient, and it's great. So it's funny. We even get volunteers that want to work it. So we're not going to go that direction, but we're gonna make sure we're staffed up, and it's actually been easier the last few days. We're blessed with great staff, and they'll be ready.
Have people been calling? I know we just announced the news right at noon when you released it about the details for the free burger at George Webb's Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. And you can get that voucher available starting Friday for pickup if you want to enjoy it a later date. But before people got that message, and I know not everybody has heard it yet, have you been bombarded with calls?
Yeah, it's been busy. I was in a store last night, and people were walking in, asking for their free burger. So that's the tough part. I wish we could turn around, right after the game, but we just can't do that. But people will come back, and we'll be ready for them on Wednesday. And it's just a lot of preparation, and we just can't pull it off right after the game.
And Ryan, I've got to ask you about this. And for those listening, I do not advise this. But did you listen to that 911 call? Somebody wanted their George Webb burger yesterday, and the game wasn't even over yet.
Yeah, I did. In fact, like you said, he asked for his free burger and the game was still going on. I think it was a 7th or 8th inning. So he could at least wait for the game to be over.
Oh, right. My gosh, what a story.
Well, to be clear, you can and should still go to George Webb's today, tomorrow. Try all the other stuff on the menu. If you're craving an omelet from Webb's, well, you may not be able to get that on August 20th between 2 and 6. So go tonight, but the free burgers will be August 20th between 2 and 6. It's a Wednesday afternoon into early evening. Ryan, congratulations. I mean, this is such a cool opportunity. And it's so great that George Webb keeps this tradition moving. I can't imagine Brewers baseball without this connection to a great and iconic Wisconsin institution.
Yeah, for sure. And we're excited and we're pumped for this team. They look great. So let's keep it rolling.
Good stuff. Ryan Stan, the VP of George Webb Restaurants. We appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Webb's burgers are very tasty, and people are going to line up. I wonder what the total count of people is going to be. North of 100,000, north of 150,000 between vouchers and burgers? Like, can you put a number on it?
I wonder how long people are going to wait in line. I mean, at the end of the day, you got a lot of people out there, especially when it's 2 to 6. You're going to have a lot of people out there. It's going to be so fun. You're going to have the TV cameras out there. Everybody's going to be taking pictures. They're going to be doing TikToks outside of George Webb's.
If the cream puff of Palooza is any indication on how early people might get in line for their free stuff, and this is after people had registered and knew they were going to get cream puffs with WTMJ, but still lined up a couple hours early. Yes, I'm sure it'll be a very busy day. Now, there are 23 Webb's locations, and each one of those locations is participating. So you've got an opportunity, if one line looks a little crazy, maybe to go to a different one.
Late last night as I was going home, I was in an area down on the east side that I would normally be at. And all of a sudden, I looked, and there were just lines of people wrapped around the block. This crazy line that I've never seen in 10 years of living downtown. And for one second, I was like, are those people lining up at a George Webb's? And I knew that it hadn't been announced yet, but that's all of a sudden, that's where my mind went. And that's what a lot of people were thinking last night. You know what it was? It was Shane Call, which has concerts, and I've seen lines for that. But it was this pop-up concert with Machine Gun Kelly. And it was a surprise concert. You had to be lined up. And I guarantee, there were thousands of people out there. They looked like they were having a blast. And then everybody else on the east side was like, what's going on? Who are these people? But there were a lot of people who were wondering, are they coming from a George Webb? Nope, not yet. But mark on your calendar, Wednesday, August 20th is when you get that free burger, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I go ahead and guarantee that we're going to have somebody from our news department out there that would be on during our show. So we'll look forward to connecting with that person on that day. I might grab a burger the day of or the day after, perhaps. 2:25 here on WTMJ. A reminder that the Wisconsin's Midday News podcast is built by Siding Unlimited. Take us with you wherever you go. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. It's Siding Unlimited, sponsor of Wisconsin's Midday News. News is coming up, just a few.